What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Super Bowl champs. What boy, was...
Hell of a moment.
You do wonder...
Maybe they got fat on their own essence.
Like, I do wonder about this. Like, is Kevin Stefanski kind of annoyed? Like, we're trying to evaluate our guys, and we just pummeled whatever guys were out there for Philly. Like, did Philly take this seriously at all on... Not forget about the joint practice part of it. The preseason game. I wonder, like, in the second half, when he's trying to evaluate guys, and Philly is just looking like a hapless organization... And it looks like they don't want to be there. Like, is Kevin still able to get what he wants out of all that work?
I think so.
I hope so.
Yeah.
I hope he was.
Yeah, I mean...
But it was just so one-sided.
So, do you think, like, hey, I don't think that they're going to all of a sudden think that they're a bunch of world beaters or anything. I think they know that they're still challenged, and it wasn't ones versus ones. If it were one versus ones, it'd probably be a little bit of a different story. And most NFL games are tight, so, I mean, if you lose... If you were to end up losing that game 22-19 or something like that, like, oh, yeah, you lost a game. Like, that's the way it goes. But it probably would be tight somewhere in there. I mean, yeah, everybody gets a blowout or they get blown out once or twice a year. But most NFL games that you play are tight. I imagine you would pick, if they were ones versus ones in a regular season game, you'd pick Philly to win. And that's okay. That's perfectly fine.
No, they'd be but massive favorites if you they play
for,
in week one.
If you look for the good work that you did, I think both joint practices were advantageous.
Yeah.
And then I think that the preseason game for the backups were advantageous. More on that coming up maybe at 8:21, and certainly with Zach coming up at 9:01 this morning from The Athletic. I think some of the Guardians fans are playing right into your hand. I hate it. Got a lot of hell yesterday and throughout the weekend. That the hapless Atlanta Braves come into town and sweep a good Guardians team. And I had like T-Moon Pickens and a couple of people online. Well, wait a minute. I thought you guys said everything was fine. I thought you were going after the fans that were criticizing the Guardians there. And I said, well, and first off, I certainly have stuck up for fans here over these last couple of months. Now, I had to do a flip-flop. Because I was with you at the beginning of the year, and then things change when new information gets brought to light. But when they play well, when they play well, they play well. And they had played well up until that point, and then this weekend was not a good weekend. My issue was, if you're just hoping that they lose to prove some point, then you're not going to get a point proven because historically their way has been successful. So you might as well hope that they win. I think you can differentiate between the organization's ownership and then the front office and team. I think you can differentiate. I mean, even if you want to, you want to say, nah, Antonetti and Chernoff suck. Okay, fine. I think you could still separate the team between the entire front office. That I don't understand. That I'm going to be with you 100% on. I don't think that there's any hopeful losing that should happen. No, nobody's going to learn any sort of lesson. So of the things we've disagreed on that, I guess I'm with you on that. So if you were hoping that if you're happy that the Guardians lose so you can win an argument, I'm sorry, you're only playing yourself, my friend. That's the only thing that's going on here.
It was, without a doubt, an abysmal weekend. Following, they had won 9 of 10 series leading to this, but it shows you how little margin of error they have. Because they are still in it, but you know, again, they're behind, what is it, 3.5 games now, the division, they're back to 8.5 when it had gotten all the way down to what, 5.5 or whatever. Yes. So yeah, they're still above 500, but you know, even at home, all these great crowds they've had, basically all season, they've had these great crowds at home, and they are under 500 or they are 500?
They're a 500 team at home.
I mean, that to me is pretty surprising for this team. So you know, just what I noticed watching the Braves this weekend is like, man, the Braves lineup is just so much better than yours. And you got Kwan. Kwan was, you know, back to his old self until he decided, and I saw this was one source of controversy, him laying down the bunt and Stephen Vogt saying that, yeah, he trusts Stephen Kwan to lay down that bunt. Unfortunately, that did not work out.
Boy, that's it. Well, I'm getting a bunch of hell about the bunts, and I'm like, well, we didn't think that Stephen should have went with the bunt, should we have?
No, not in that situation.
I didn't think he should have bunted. Not in that spot.
No.
Rob Manfred did speak yesterday during the Mets-Mariners game on ESPN. This is maybe the only fun thing I really like talking about big-time baseball on. And he brought up realignment in Major League Baseball.
Expansion, realignment, playoffs. Can you see that down the road?
I can. I think that the first two topics are related in my mind. I think if we expand, it provides us with an opportunity to geographically realign. I think we could save a lot of wear and tear on our players in terms of travel. And I think our postseason format would be even more appealing for, entities like ESPN, because you'd be playing up out of the East, out of the West, and that 10 o'clock time slot where we, sometimes get Boston, Anaheim, would be two West Coast teams. And that 10 o'clock slot that's a problem for us sometimes becomes a real opportunity for our West Coast audience. I think the owners realize that there's demand for Major League Baseball in a lot of great cities, and we have an opportunity to do something good around that expansion process.
Audio courtesy of ESPN.
I don't get to hear the beat drop.
Clearly the Millennium Falcon. What was going on?
I was ready.
That was the beat dropping. It was Manfred.
Let me ask you, Ken. Who is...
Steve Aoki.
Give me the people that are asking for expansion. Really in any sport. I know the NBA had talked about it, but now it looks like they've calmed on it. Is anybody looking for expansion in Major League Baseball?
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Do we need two more teams?
Is expansion a way? If you put a team in Nashville, or you put a team in Charlotte, or you put a team in both, are either of them going to spend to the level of the Dodgers or Mets or Yankees?
No.
Serious question.
No.
Okay, so if no is the answer, then, because I was thinking, all right, if you're not going to change your salary cap, salary floor thing, the conversation we've had a million times over the last how many years, and we'll definitely have it a lot coming up after the 2026 season. If you're not going to change that, then that would be the only thought I would have. It's like, well, I guess you add more cities because maybe you have more money to go around. Maybe it's more competitive to go around. Maybe you add another big spending area, but I can't see Nashville or Charlotte being two markets that would spend a lot of money on. Like, Portland's been brought up before, which is probably way too close to Seattle. But Portland's been brought up before. Can you see a market like Portland, Oregon, spending to the level of the Dodgers or Yankee? Would it pull down? Would it water it down more for them, which would make things more equitable?
Well, I do think...
I still think the best of the best are still going to be paid by those three teams.
I think Portland
teams.
Portland, because... there's no NFL team. I do think they have probably local businesses that would support baseball.
But to the point of Dodgers.
No. Well,
exactly.
No, nobody is going to do that. I guess I'm just wondering because, there would be probably major realignment. Now, I've said, I'm not married to this division.
Well, I'd love them to realign.
And I would love, truth be told, I'd love for us to be in the same division as Cincinnati and Pittsburgh. I think that would be better for the fans. I think it'd be better for the rivalries. But beyond that, what is expansion? What is anybody getting out of expansion? So they would do it to what? They'd get the buy-ins. There would be the expansion fees for the two teams that would get in. What would those expansion fees be? It seems like the average team right now is in baseball $1.7, $1.8 billion they're getting sold for.
So, on the average?
Yeah.
Okay.
The most recent. Like, the NBA teams that sold skew everything because it was Boston, Los Angeles, Dallas, and they're
$6 and $7 billion.
Yeah, and they went for such crazy money. If the Cavs were available tomorrow, I don't know, would they...
Be more than two, though.
Yeah, be more than two. Would it be more than three?
Maybe four.
Okay, but still way more
than
baseball.
That's probably the peak, though.
If the Guardians got sold tomorrow, it'd be like 1.7. So... where would this money, how would it benefit the rest of baseball? What kind of new TV deal would they be able to sign? Because it still seems like baseball's biggest problem is going to be the local TV money that is completely dried up in 80% of the markets.
But maybe that, I guess it's more pieces of the pie for the national TV.
Sure.
As it comes out of my mouth, I don't know how that's going to work.
That's true, but then the CBA after that.
That
after
is
they
true.
Get the after the influx of money, though, they can broker a new TV deal. All right, there's new money. Problem is, going forward, you're dividing it by 32 teams.
But
exactly. Two-team expansion.
Isn't that just the same case that Ohio State goes through? Like, why does Maryland get the same amount of money I do? Like, if you were the Yankees or Dodgers or Mets, okay, the Pirates and Guardians and so on and so forth have been around for 100 years. That's fine. Why does Nashville get the same cut I do?
Why
Charlotte get the same cut I do?
Why would a Clevelander want the Dodgers to get the same cut that they're getting, right?
They're the haves, we're the have-nots.
Yeah, I think that's another good point
as well.
There's
still an element of revenue sharing that the Guardians take advantage of and a lot of the small market owners.
Right.
I'll just say the owners that are not spending money. We'll just put it that way, whether you want to call it small market, mid-market. Regardless of that, do you also want two more teams to battle with for a World Series? Like, it's just what fans are asking for this. I've never heard a fan say, I want baseball to expand. Never heard it. And
that live in AAA towns that want to be major league towns, right? But that fan base is not near what, you know, the current standing major league fan base is.
No, I totally
agree. Do you want
expansion
in any sport? Does anybody want NFL expansion?
I'm really good on anything. I'm really good on any league expanding.
I mean, if anything, I think fans, if you were to poll, they'd say contraction.
I think there's one city in America that everyone would agree that gets an expansion team, and that is Seattle and a basketball team, and that's about it.
That's about it.
And there should be. Yeah, there should be a basketball team in Seattle.
But that's the only place where people are passionately like wanting an expansion. Yeah. That's Seattle. You're absolutely right. And if they were doing realignment, I hate to everything to follow the NFL. I don't want the NFL to just lead everything. I want the other sports to have something that's special to them. But, man, I could just do it without Kansas City and Minnesota in the division. That's never moved me. It never will move me. I can't see it ever doing it. Detroit, yeah, man, makes sense. You're right around the corner there on the lake. Fine. That makes sense. I would love Pittsburgh and Cincinnati to be in it. I know that would feel like an NFL type of thing. But
is it sad?
I would love Pittsburgh and Cincinnati to be in it.
What about the White Sox? Because, and I was confronted with this situation, like, I'd rather go to Wrigley and watch the Cubs play anybody than go to the White Sox and watch them play the Guardians.
I'd rather
go to Wrigley. It's just a better use of my... I can go see the Guardians anytime I want here. I'd rather go to Wrigley. Wrigley is the superstar there.
I'd rather go to Wrigley and watch high school baseball than go to where the White Sox play to watch Major League Baseball.
I'm just telling you, I'd rather see contraction in these sports than expansion.
You and I drove by that stadium, it looks like a giant U-Haul warehouse. Like, that's all it looks like to me. And then you go to Wrigley, it's like, we're on a train. We're on an elevated train. We're in the middle of this neighborhood. It's like a carnival going on every single day of the week. It's like, this is amazing. This is amazing.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.